process, Elam Shpatma Shetosim, Sima usually applies to some tangible object. And Mishpatim are abstract ideas, the dinim, the halachas. How can you say Elam Shpatim Shetosim Lefne? You should say Elam Shpatim Shetalamdim. The Rashi quotes one answer given by the Chachamim. You should Elam Shpatim Shetalamdim would mean you should give him an abstract. Teach the dinim of the whole pilpul. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Hashetosim, you should give it to them like a tangible object. You should prepare everything to shulchan ha'olam, tangible object. The mishpatim are abstract ideas, the dinim, the halachas. How can you say Elam Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefne? You should say Elam Mishpatim Asher Talamdim. The Rashi quotes one answer given by the Chachamim. You should Elam Mishpatim Asher Talamdim would mean you should give him an abstract. Teach the dinim of the whole pilpul. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Hashetosim, you should give it to them like a tangible object. You should prepare everything kishulchan ha'aruch ha'muchan lechol lifnei ha'adam. This is a tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why this verb tosim is used instead of the verb talamdein, talamdein, Moshe Rabbeinu could give a knockout shir and everyone will drop dead. No one will follow one word that he's talking about. So he won't be even fulfillment of the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Hashetosim lifnei, you have to explain everything, make everything understood explain it again and again to make sure that everybody understands. That's one comment that Rashi quotes. But the Gemara in the first Perek of Sanhedrin gives another kavana behind the choosing of this verb Hashetosim as opposed to Talamdei. So it's not only restricted to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way Rashi says it's speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's speaking to Rabbanim and Mechanchem, that when they give a shir, they should give a shir and explain everything. It doesn't mean they should talk down to a lower level, they should explain everything. They shouldn't just leave everything in the clouds. But the Gemara has another kavana, that it's not sufficient that you just tell, not sufficient that the Rabbanim just tell a pesach, this is the halacha, take it or leave it. That's the din. No. The Rabbanim have to see to it that their pesach is enforced. Hashetosim lefnei refers to the makel l'ritzua, to beat the people up if they don't listen, or to put them in chayrim and so on. It's the responsibility of the Rabbanim. If they're allowed, if they're given the option of having that responsibility, the secret that their psak is adhered to. It doesn't have to have a kayach, does it? This perhaps is the source of the Gemara in the third Perek in Maikot, learns it out from other psukim in Sefer Ezra, that the Shliach Bezna has a right to beat people up, to come to din and to confiscate property and to destroy property and to be chayvel on the person and so on. But it's really included in this pasuk, Hashetosim. Hashetosim refers to Eilekle Adayanim, that the Bezin was given authority to violate some of the laws of the Torah in order to enforce the din, in order that people should be nisqam lover the din, in order that they should appear before the courts, and in order that they should follow the pasuk of the Bezin. The first din the Torah writes about is the Eved, the dinim of the Eved Ivri, Kisikna Eved Ivri. And Rashi points out that this parsha from the Gemara, this parsha happens to be speaking about Machruh Bezin. Machruh Bezin, why does Bezin sell it? And Rashi quotes the pasuk later in the next chapter, Nimka Bignei Vosto. There are two types of Eved Ivri. There's a Mechar Atzma and there's a Machruh Bezin. Machruh Bezin, the Dvar Avram, raises his suffix. And the Chul is Avram in the third table. He's not sure exactly what that means. Does that mean that Bezin forces him to sell himself? Bezin stands with a gun and they make him write a shtar that he's selling himself, or the Yodon pays money to the Eved Ivri to sell himself, or no, the Bezin makes the shtar. Bezin says, we hear, like if I have a house, so the house is the object. I don't have the house, write the shtar. I write a shtar, I'm selling the house. So here Bezin has the right to treat the ganef, the nimka bignei vasoi, they have the right to treat the ganef as their property, and they write the shtar. We are hereby selling you Mr. Smith, Mr. Jones, a Jewish Eved Ivri, Mr. Cohen. Because of the fact that he stole. He's not sure exactly what that means, Machruh Bezin. But the Bezin forces him to sell himself, or the Bezin sells him as an object. The Torah writes a special din for an Eved Ivri that is Mutar B'Shim Choknas. In Adon of Yitan Lo Isha, so the Chachamah had a tradition that this Isha referred to as a Shim Choknas. Because it says that when he goes free, says when the Eved goes free, Aisha v'yaladeha tiyal adoneha, the Isha remains behind. So you see that the Pashtus says that the Isha is a shivcha. The question is, how did the Tanaim know that? How can you tell from the pasuk that it's a shivcha knaina? Maybe it's a Omer Ivriya. Maybe she's married just because he goes free. Let's say the Omer Ivriya is still going to hang around. Some of the answer is no. It says Aisha v'yaladeha tiyal adoneha. If she's having children, so obviously she can't be an Omer Ivriya. An Omer Ivriya goes free after Nairus, when she becomes a bas mitzvah. At the age of 12. If she would be having children before the age of 12, she'd already go free then. If she already has a baby, then she's already a bas mitzvah. So obviously we're talking about a woman who's already older, past bas mitzvah, who's having babies, and she's still Isha v'ladeh t'iladeh. She remains an Amah Ivriya. Unless you say it's talking about a woman who sold herself as an Amah Ivriya. Are there two kinds of Amah Ivriyas? Just like there are two kinds of Eved Ivriya. There's a Mecher Atzma and there's Machru Bezma. So by Amah Ivriya also there are two kinds. One kind of Amah Ivriya, where the father sells her, Chin Karish is Bita V'Yoma, then a woman sells herself, the woman sells herself as an Amah Ivriya. Is there such a thing? So the Rambam writes there is no such thing. The Rambam writes Machot. Mecher Atzma only exists by a man, it doesn't exist by a woman. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He says, where the Rambam making up new dinim for? It doesn't say that anywhere. So the Noitzer Kelim and the Rambam say, this time the Rambam is right. Usually it has Shere Rambam. They say, this time it's an offering of Gemara. Gemara talks about a man wants to make an Erev in his building or in the area, whatever. So he has to give the box of matzahs to somebody else. If I buy a box of matzahs from the store, so it belongs to me, and then I pick it up and I want to be Zeich, and Zeich, and Zeich, and I'm here for all the Shem Shabbos, and we're going to move until Pesach. So if it already belongs to me, the Mishnah says, Eidonim Zeich HaYidei Atzmo. The first step in a Hakno means it has to leave my Rishus and enter into somebody else's Rishus. If it belongs to me and I pick it up, so it didn't move anywhere. So that's not a good form of Zeich, and Zeich, and Zeich, and I have to give it to somebody other than myself. So the Mishnah says, what if I have an Eved Knaini? So I'll give the box of matzahs to my Eved Knaini, that he should be there on behalf of all the Shemesh Shabbos who live in the building. They're going to move until next Pesach. So the Mishnah says that Yad Eved Kiad Rabbah, just like taking the box of matzahs from my right hand to my left hand. Because Kol Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbah, ain't Yad Eved below Rabbah. It's like putting it in my own hand, so that's no good. But the Mishnah says, if I have an Eved Ivri or an Omo Ivri, and the other halacha doesn't exist, the Kol Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbah, that only applies to an Eved Knaini, that doesn't apply to an Eved Ivri. So there the Mishnah says, I can be Mezaka the Erev, Ayyadei Avda B'Shivchosa Ho Ivrim, by an Eved Ivri, by an Omo Ivri. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how can that be? An Eved Ivri could be 25 years old, could be 75 years old, however. An Omo Ivri, the Gemara says, is obviously going to be a Ketana. Once she's going to reach Gadlus, it says V'yot Tachina Main Kesef, she goes free when she becomes a Bogeres, and she even goes free when she becomes a Naira, when she becomes a Bas Mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, if the girl is a Ketana, how can a Ketana be Zeich on behalf of someone else? Can a Kotner a Ketana be Zeich? If he says Zach Leom Shlevi Fonav, I'll give him a Ketana to a Kotner a Ketana to be kind of her third party. Does it work? The Gemara in Gittin has a question. Maybe it doesn't work. So how come the Mishnah says you can be Mizaka the Erev, the Baksamas, and Sayyidei Abdi Vishifasa Ivrim? So the Gemara says, well, the whole din of Takanis Erev is only the Rabbanon, so we're Makel over there. So if for sure we allow a cotton to be Zeicha Ba'ar Acherim, because the whole need for the Erev Echatzeris is only with the Rabbanon. So the Mephoshim say on the Gemara, what the Mishnah Melech points out, on that Ramah, beginning of Hilchas Avadim. What does the Gemara say? You can ever have an Amo Hevriya who's past Bas Mitzvah. Say that it's talking about a case of Mechar Atzma. She sold herself as an Amo Hevriya. So you see from the Gemara that there is no such thing. The Gemara assumes that they were cautious. Like the Rambam, that the only kind of an Amo Hevriya you have is when the father sells her, and then she goes free when she becomes a Gedolah, when she becomes Bas Mitzvah. So that's why this pasuk cannot possibly, that's what some ask the Kasha, how did the Chachamim know that the Pshat and the Pasuk Madani Yitin Lo Yisha, Rashi says, B'Shivcha K'naydes HaKas Madaber, because it says that she remains behind, Hu Yetzei B'Gapam, when his 6 years are up, the Eved Ivri goes free, but his wife remains in servitude. So I must be talking about a Shivcha K'naydes, how do you know? Maybe he's talking about an Omo Hevriya, and the Omo Hevriya stays behind till her term is up. So the answer is no, if it's an Omo Hevriya, how can she have children? Once she has children, she's a Gedolah already. It says, Ho'isha v'yoladeha t'yoladeneha. If she's having children and she still remains behind, so obviously she must be a Shivcha K'naydes. I'm not talking about an Omer Ivriya. Once you assume that she's talking about a Shivcha K'naydes, that's what Rashi quotes from the Tanaim. You don't have to have a Hechrach from the Pasuk. They had a tradition that was Pshat, but it's even a Hechrach too. The reason why they had a tradition that that's the pshat is because they had another tradition like the Raman that there ain't no such thing as a Meicha Ratzma by an Amo Ivriya. There's only a Meicha Ratzma by Yavid Ivri. There is no Meicha Ratzma by Amo Ivriya. So once they had this tradition that B'shiv HaKnainis HaKasa Medaber, then the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin has another comment. Ha'isha B'yoladeha T'yaladoneha indicates the father's Jewish and the mother's a Shiv HaKnainis. So what's the status of the child? A mixed marriage, the father's Jewish, and the mother's a Shiv HaKnainis. Shiv HaKnainis only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. Doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So the children that they'll have, will they be Jewish, Chayiv in all the mitzvahs, or will they be have the status of Eber K'nainis, Shiv HaKnainis? That they'll only be Chayiv in the mitzvahs HaSei Shaloi Azman Groma, in the mitzvahs Ki'isha. What status will the children have? So the Pasuk says, Ha'isha B'yoladeha T'yeh L'adoneha. They remain behind, the children remain behind as avodim, as servants to work for the Adam. So you see that v'ladokim oisam. That's the Gemara's mock in the end of Kiddushin, that if a Jewish man lives with a Shiv HaKnainis, v'ladokim oisam. Then Gemara has another pasuk in Chumash Dvarim to indicate that if a Jewish man lives with a Nachris, but a non-Jewish woman is also v'ladokim oisam. The v'lad min ha-Shiv HaKnainis and the v'lad min ha-Yisraelis is v'ladokim oisam. That's how we pass. Isha v'yoladeha t'yeh l'adoneha. He's talking about a Shiv HaKnainis and v'ladokim oisam. Next week is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar, a special day. Mishnah has Mishkolim. Be'echad b'Adar mashmim al hashkolim. That's why the Shabbos before Adar is Parsha Shkolim. Because on Rosh Chodesh Adar, everybody was supposed to start giving Machzah Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, because on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a month later, they're supposed to bring the new Karbanis Tzibur from the Truma Chadosha. Truma Chadosha means Machzah Shekel money. Machzah Shekel money was collected every year from the men, not from the Ketanim and not from the women. The Ketanim is a question, what age? Before Bar Mitzvah, before the age of 20? Machlokes HaRishonim, two gifts. The question, how you read the Yerushalmi? Two girsas in the Yerushalmi, starting from what age up? But the men had to give Machzah Shekel, and the purpose of Machzah Shekel was to cover all the expenses of purchasing Karbanis Tzibur. You can't have, let's say, one wealthy man, Mr. Jesselson or whatever, Mr. Bentheim, will make out a check for $1 million. This year he's going to donate all the Karbanis Tzibur. The Gemara says, puzzle. It's no good. The Gemara says that was one of the disputes between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. The Tzdukim felt that that was acceptable, and there were years during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash that the Tzdukim were running the show. And then every time the Chachamim would throw them out, they would make another Yontif. They had a lot of Yom Tovim during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash when they threw out the Tzdukim for the various things. So one of them was track of this. The Gemara Menachos quotes from the Brisa that appears in the Megillas Tainis, that one of the Yamitavim that they established was he took him to Nido. The Karban Talmud was straightened out. What was the problem? The Tzdukim Hoyu Omrim, and the Tzdukim not only said it theoretically, they practiced it. They used to get one wealthy Balabas to donate all the money, and that's it. And when the Chachamim kicked them out, it was back and forth. Sometimes they would be in charge, sometimes the Chachamim would be in charge. So when they kicked them out, they disallowed that, because the halacha is dafka, the korban tzibur have to be purchased dafka from the machzah shekel money that's collected from everybody. If one person puts up all the money, so you're not yotzei the mitzvahs of korban tzibur. That's not cool. It has to be funded by the tzibur, by korban. Yochid is a din like that. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. I can be magdish korban amenashi's kapar bo chaveiro. The one who needs the kapara, the one, let's say somebody was mechal Shabbos, he has to bring a korban chatos. There's no halacha, he has to pay for it. If someone else wants to be nice to him, someone else knows that he can't afford it, so someone else can be magdish the carbon on his behalf. That's called magdish amanashi's kapa bochaver. The Gemara in the beginning of Tmura, different places in Kachin, the Gemara talks about. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk that such an institution exists. One person can be magdish a carbon on behalf of somebody else. But that's only by karbonis yochid. By karbonis sibah, there is no such thing. The karbonis sibah have to be paid for by the Machzah HaShekel only. You can't have a private person give all the money and that'll be considered Karbanis Tzibur. So the din is that every year they collected a new Magvit, a new collection of Machzah HaShekel money, so that every year the Karbanis would be brought from the new Machzah HaShekel money. Chadesh V'Havi Mitruma Chadosha. When is the beginning of the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash? So the din is Echad Nisan. Echad, the first day Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start buying the new Karbanis Tzibur, the Tamid, the Tmidim, the Musafim, everything that was brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan from that time on, L'chatchila has to be brought from the new Machzah Shekel money. Bidiyeh, but the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, if you brought it from leftover money from last year's Machzah Shekel, it would also be good. But the mitzvah L'chatchila is, Chadesh V'Havim Mitrumah Chadosh, bring it from this year's Machzah Shekel. So you can't expect everybody at the snap of a finger that they should all give machzah shekel overnight. So the Mishnah says that they used to start collecting from Echad B'Yodah, a month in advance. And the Yerushalmi says why, the Babli also says why, in Megillah, because Shloshim Yom Karim Achag, Sholem Adorshim Hilchas Achag, 30 days before any mitzvah. It's not only Pesach. It applies to Sukkot, and it applies to Rosh Hashanah, and it applies to Chanukah, and it applies to Machzah Shekel, any mitzvah. That's not an ongoing mitzvah. A mitzvah that comes once in a while, so 30 days before you already have the obligation to start preparing yourself, to start going through the dinim, buy lumber, buy nails, buy a hammer, make a sukkah, buy a pair of tefillin, whatever, to get ready to perform the mitzvah tefillin. Whatever you have to perform, you have to start getting ready a month in advance. So that's why the Mishnah had the practice that Be'echad B'Yodah Mashmim Al Hashkol. So that's why the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar is Shabbos Parsha Shkom. So Be'echad B'Yodah, it also says, how you wrote to Meso Avodim. Whenever when there would be an Eved Ivri, whose 6 years are holding by finishing, and he would want to stay on, so it was a Dov Yadua that Bizman Abayis, Bizman Atanaim, they used to do all the Ritzias of the Eved Ivri, Be'echad B'Yodah, Rosh Chodesh Adar. They have in the biography of Chazayin Ish a fascinating story that he was once interested. He didn't learn in the yeshiva. Chazayin Ish learned on his own. But he tried. Originally he tried to go to yeshiva. So on one occasion he wanted to learn by Rav Chaim, and then he saw that he wouldn't be able to be Nizr HaChadosh if he would go learn by Rav Chaim, so he went back home. And then there was a while he went to learn in Panevish yeshiva, by Rav Itzala Panevish. Rav Itzala was a great chorus. A great genius. They were learning Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, about the dinam of Eved Ivri, Ritzia. Rav Itzala gave a whole pilpul shir. In the middle of the shir, he was saying, the way we would all, this wasn't part of the pilpul, he was saying, but we would all assume this pashup shat in the Gemara, that the Gemara says in Omar Yoyma Ho'Eved, double lotion, Omar Yoyma, that he has to say twice, a half piyas adon, he doesn't want to go free. So the Gemara sounds like it says he has to say, I don't want to go free, I want to remain on, till Yoyzo. He has to say it, a month before his time is up, and then he has to repeat it again right before he's about to go free. The last minute of the day that he's going to go free, he has to repeat it again. Rabbi Tzalapanovich was saying this Pshat Nigmar. A lot of people alive today thought that that's Pshat Pshat Nigmar without any charifas. So the Chazon Ish was a young bacher, so he was there in the audience in the Beis Medrash learning, and he knew it was against the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says in Shkolim that Be'echad B'Yodah wrote to Masalvah. Used to do the Ritzia for all Eved Ivris on the same day. Everybody was bought an Echad B'Yodah all year long. People buy an Eved Ivri all year long. Everybody wasn't bought an Echad B'Yodah. So he knew that it was wrong. So he took a Gemara Pesachim that has Shkolim in the end from the bookshelf. He opened it up to the first Mishnah in Shkolim. He walked up to the Shtender in the front where Rabbi Tzalu was saying the Shir. He put it down on top of the Shtender and he walked down over the basement. Rabbi Tzalu realized that he made a mistake. He didn't know what was going on. But the guy, he looked in the Mishnah and he realized that he was wrong. So he apologized to everybody. And then the Chazon Ish left the yeshiva because he figured, this time I caught it. This time I know that he's saying wrong. Next time he may pull the wool over and he may say something. Oh, I won't know that it's a Mishnah, a Gemara, a Pasuk, a Kiyah. So he didn't want to learn by him. I wouldn't have any students. I make mistakes all the time. So he demonstrated from the Mishnah. I don't know exactly how you do learn Pshat in the Gemara Kedushin. I thought that was Pshat in the Gemara Kedushin also. But obviously you see from the Mishnah that's not the Pshat. The Gemara in, if they do all the Ritzia on the Eved Ivri, one would have imagined that they have a line, all the Avodim Ivrim standing in line with the Adon. They have these pairs of people, and then you have a special Moel who knows how to do Ritzia on the year of the Eved Ivri. The Gemara says you don't do it on the soft part, you do it on the hard part. You have to make a hole on the hard part. So they have more standing on line and they do with the mass production. So the Gemara says in Saita that's not allowed. That's a violation of Einos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So you have hundreds of, I imagine, you must have hundreds of Avodim Ivrim standing around, but you're not allowed to have them all stand on line to do one after the other after the other. Each one has to have his own bezin. Igi Shoel Elohim. You have to, each one has to have his own bezin. You can't have like Hataras and Durham. You have a bezin sitting and one after the other, mass producing. You're not supposed to have that. So a violation of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. That's how the Gemara says. You have to have a bezin. Higisho Adonav Elhu Elohim. You have to go to a bezin. Higisho Al Adeles O El HaMezuzah. Either a Adeles or a Mezuzah. So the Chachamim Rashi quotes from the Gemara. The Chacham say, no, that's not what it means. You show up, the word O doesn't always mean either or, either this or that. We have a pasuk later. O noda kishon nagachu. What does it mean, O noda? Either this or that. No. Im noda. Here in Perik Chofala, pasuk lamed vav. O noda kishon nagachu means im noda. Same thing over here. Yigishala delas im el hamezuzah. If the delas is attached to a mezuzah, if you just have a door, let's say you have a door over here, laying, take a door, and you put it down on the table, you take the evet, you have him stand next to the door. So that's not good. It has to be a delas im el hamezuzah, provided dilevas mezuzah. In some editions, in this edition, it's not written like that. But in other editions of the Chumash, they have written in the Targum Onkelos that it says, v'yikarvini levas dasha dilevas mezuzah, which is provided that the door is attached to a mezuzah. If the door is not attached to a mezuzah, then not.
Going back to the,
apparently this is a mitzvah. I don't know. It's a good question. Apparently we assume that Ritzias Zevediv is a mitzvah. How do we know what's a mitzvah and what's a matir? I don't know. It's a good question. The Rambam taka can shchita is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to chef. What do you mean it's a mitzvah? Everybody has to go to Rabbi Sarah's class and learn how to chef. A mitzvah, you have to go chef once a day, every day, once in your lifetime. What do you mean it's a mitzvah? The Mistoma, the Rabbit is masik on the Rambam. The Rabbit in the Hasogas on the Minyan Amis says, never heard of such a mitzvah. Siddha. So the Poshup Shat on the Rama means that it's an Isser Esser. It doesn't really mean that it's a mitzvah Esser. But because the Mishnah defends the Rama, he says, no, it's a mitzvah Esser. If one is interested in eating place, then it's taka mitzvah the chef. So how do we taka have shochten with a production line, with a mass produced shchitas? Shouldn't be allowed to do it. The chef 75 chickens a minute. So how do they do that? You should have the sheikh should check one chicken and say some tilling. They come back. You can't have them all lined up one in a row, one after the other. I don't know. If you hold that it's really a mitzvah, it should be a problem by shechit. I don't know. The Magen Avraham says in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, he speaks when you have a sheva brachas. So at the end of the meal, you're going to fill up two cups. One cup of wine for the Birchas Hamazon and the other cup of wine for the Sheva Brachas afterwards. So he says it's not proper to fill up both at the same time. Both the Prisha and Ebenezer, on the bottom of the two, it says that you fill up both cups together and then you use the first cup for the benching and the second cup for the Sheva Brachas. The Magen Avraham says that it's wrong. That's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. You're lining up the objects and you're going to use one object for the mitzvah now, then the other object for the mitzvah later. You're not supposed to line up the objects. That's a violation of chavilas chavilas. He demonstrates if you're trying to get rid of the mitzvahs as fast as possible. He says, no, you should waste more time, take more time, fill up the first cup, close the bottle, take the second cup later, fill up the second cup later, open the bottle, close the bottle. You should waste more time. That's how the Magen Avraham says. He says it's really not right that when we have a day on which we lay in two Sifrei Torah, let's say Shabbos Parsha Shkolim. So you take out one Sefer Torah, lane Mishpatim, then you take another Sefer Torah, lane Kisiso. So he says it really shouldn't be, the Masecha Sofrim says, I forgot already, I think he says the Masecha Sofrim says you take them both out together, but he says it really, based on the Talmud Bavli, you shouldn't take both out together, you should really take out the Sefer Torah for Parshas HaShavua. When you finish Parshas HaShavua, you should put it back in, take out another Sefer Torah. Taking out two and preparing the object, the second object for the second mitzvah ready before you even do the first mitzvah, to do mitzvah's mass production, should really be a violation of chavilas chavilas. He says that this, we follow the Masecha Sofrim on this, which is in contradiction to the Bavli. Masecha Sofrim, he says, was composed in Zman HaGoinim, it's not a Gemara. It was composed in the days of the Goinim based on Yerushalmi traditions. We follow the Yerushalmi there. The tradition of the Yerushalmi, which is recorded in the Masech Sofrim, the Magen Avraham says that it's really, according to the Bavli, it's not right. It really should be a violation. But we always take out two Sefer Torah together, two, three. It can really be a violation of Chavidas Chavila. And he quotes his Gemara, Sefer Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a whole machlokes, how to translate the word the father cannot sell his daughter. There is a restriction. The father has a right to sell his daughter as an amayivriya. However, he cannot sell a daughter bivigdeibo. If something happened before him, what happened before him? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim how to translate this. Does the word bigdei mean beged? The Russian beged, and it means kimish apiris taliso aleha. If he married his daughter off. If the daughter was once married before, and she even had nisuin, kimish apiris taliso aleha, so that's nisuin. So then the father has no right to sell his daughter as an amayivriya. Ein on a mecher is bito l'shivchus acharishus. Or no, bigda means miloshim bigido. Ein on a mecher is bito l'shivchus acharishus. If the father only has one crack at selling the daughter, once he sold the daughter already, he no longer has his chus to sell his daughter a second time, even though she's still beneath the age of 12. So theoretically the father should have had the right to sell, but he doesn't have the schus to sell them more than once. So this is the machlekes hatanaim. How do you translate the word bevigdei bo? Where the bevigdei is miloshin beged, kibin shapiris talis over, the chosin has placed his talis over the girl. That's the meaning by the stardom, that when they do nisuin, the chosin puts the talis over the girl, based on that gemara, kiddushin, the first parrot. Kibin shapiris talis over, oh no, the loshin bigdei is miloshim bigido, since the father, not that the chassan put his talis over the girl, but rather the father was bogate in his daughter. He did such a mean thing, he already sold her once. How many times do we allow the father to sell his daughter? Only once. We don't allow a second time. So that's a machlegis hatanam. So the Gemara says, what does this machlegis depend on? The Gemara says it depends on the issue of yeshem lamikra, yeshem lamasoris. Yeshem lamikra, yeshem lamasoris usually has to do with the kriya ksiv. So what's over here, the kriya ksiv? Bevigdei bo, if it's miloshim beged, it's bevigdei, and it's miloshim begida, it's also bevigdei. So how would you have spelled it otherwise? So Rashi has a very difficult pshat. If it's one way, it should have a yud in the middle, bigdei. If it's miloshim beged, it's good the way it says bevogdei bo, bevogdei bo. But if it's miloshim begida, so it's read bevigdei, should have a yud stuck in. Very shved, that's not the way you spell it. It's not spelled with a yud. Very difficult Rashi. So that's why the Baal HaMor has a whole different interpretation. You can always rely on the Baal HaMor to give you something unique. The Baal HaMor was the grandfather of the Ra'oh, who also has always original interpretations. And the Ra'oh's brother was the Rabbeinu Pinchas HaLevi, even more original interpretation. The whole family was very original thinkers. The Torah Tmima writes in his autobiography that they are, their name Epstein is a Sardishan name, it's not Ashkenazim, that they're descendants from the Ben Bereshti family, they're descendants from these people, from the Rabban and Alevi. You can always rely on the Aruch HaShulchan also to have some original interpretation. Very often, very original. So the Baal HaMor over here has a very original interpretation. He says that this Machlekes HaTanaim, Hashem Lamikra, Hashem Lamasiris, is unrelated to the topic that appears in Shas all over the place, and specifically in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet, where the Gemara quotes many examples of a Kriya and Iksiv, where you pass like the Kriya, you pass like the Iksiv. It has nothing to do. The Kriya and Iksiv is the same over here. The Vigda, there's no two ways to spell it. He says when the Gemara uses it, it's a Melitza. Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasoris, it's a Melitza. Yeshem Lama, so he says, Yeshem Lamasoris means that they had a tradition that you should interpret this pasuk as if there were a word missing. Piris Bigdeba. Kimish Apir is big difference. If you have no such masor that you read the pasuk, as if he says a lot of times psukim in chumash in Tanakh, all of Tanakh, where you interpret the pasuk as if there would be a word missing, and he gives you a few mashalim. He gives you the mashal from the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Balak. It says when the sorry Midyan came, it says uksamim biyodam, uksamim biyodam. The Rashi says pasuk pshat that they came with valises full of magic tricks. In case he needs some magic, Bilam shouldn't be able to say, I don't have my instruments with me. They came with all the possible instruments he could possibly use, some and the other. So the Baal HaMor learns that that's a drasha. Rashi's quoting, that's a medrash. Baal HaMor says, the pshuta shel mikra is schar some and the other. The salary for the magic. They brought the money to pay for the magic. That we assume that the word is missing. Ani tefilo, he says, the pasuk ani tefilo means ani ish tefilo. He quotes many psukim. The whole Tanakh is like that. In every language, you write the language in such a way, it's always there are words that are self-understood. So he says that's what it means over here. If you say b'digdei bo the way what it says, that's all you have. So b'digdei bo cannot possibly be kinish apiris talisala. The verb is missing. But if you say yeshem lamasores, that's just a melitza to mean that they had an oral tradition, ishman tishav Moshe Rabbeinu, that the pasuk is to be understood as if there's a missing word, kinish apiris b'digdei bo. No, no. It has nothing to do with the general machlekes of yeshem lamikra, yeshem lamasores. Pasuk speaks about having two wives. A macheres yikach lo. Sheiruk susav yanasa la'igra. The man has two wives. So the Rabbeinu Gershom Mor Agadla made a chem that you're not allowed to be noisy isa alishtoi. You're not allowed to have two wives. Achreinim are bothered with the kasha that the Taz in Arachayim quotes in the name of the Bach. Taz in three places in Shulchanach quotes in the name of his father-in-law, the Bach. Aklal that the Chachamim have no right to prohibit something. They have no right to ask for something with the Rabbanon if it's a Dovah HaMafurish Batev HaTeir. Taz quoted in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, why did the Chachamim only forbid Tkiya Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shacholiyos B'Shabbos? Shema Yavirenu, they should have prohibited Tkiya Shofar every Rosh Hashanah. Shema Yisakim Kleshiv, it's a musical instrument, Mashmiya Kol, so they should have prohibited all Tkiya Shofar. So he says that's against the HaMafurish HaPasuk. It says in the Torah you have to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They can't prohibit that. It doesn't say explicitly that you blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's self-understood. There's no reason why Min HaTorah you shouldn't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But since it doesn't say explicitly, so there they had the right to make gzeira d'rabban. But they have the right to make gzeira again for Dabah HaMafurish Batur. So that's the kasha that Achreinim asked. How can the Rabbeinu Gershom have, if the Taz is right, so how can we have an Issa d'rabbanon not to be Nisa Isha Alishto, if the Chumash speaks about a Macheres Yikachla, about marrying two wives?
Shouldn't there be a difference
between a Kiyu and a Rishut? Man doesn't have a Kiyu, it's married to a wife, but if you have a Kiyu, it's your Shofar. Yeah. But still, the Taz has it in other cases. In Yerideya, the Taz has it. He's in the second Chelek, where he even talks about a topic that's Rishut. He even talks about a topic that's Rishut, about getting, doing Schoira with Chelek. So the din is that it's Mutter, because the Pasuk says so. I schair is also in all macholas asur. So the Taz says this one they couldn't ask because it's mafurish in the Pasuk. It's not a mitzvah. Just even by Rishus also like that. That's what he assumes. So that's the kash. The bems on this Pasuk, one kin far emfer perhaps. There is a fascinating statement made by the Rambam. The Rambam writes that it's prohibited to take a pilegish. No one is allowed to marry Pelegesh because it's in violation of the din. You have to be married to the woman, the chuppah of the kiddushin, and then you're allowed to live with the woman. If you're not married to the chuppah of the kiddushin, you're not allowed to. The only one who's allowed to have a Pelegesh is a melech. And the Rambam gives a whole explanation why that should be so. Why is melech different? And then he says there's another exception to the rule. Omoho ivriya la'acha yud. An omervi after yud has the status of a Pelegesh. What exactly the Rambam is talking about is a big question. It's a big question. So maybe a good answer. Now, Salvation has a good answer on that. But it's a big question. But Al-Kalpanim, that's what he says. The Rambam writes that Amma Ivri, after Yud, doesn't have the status of a normal wife. That's why the Pasuk has to say, if he marries another wife, so he's going to have one wife and one Pilegesh. Don't think that that one is on a higher Madrega, and therefore you only have the obligations of Sheikh Susmanatar. No, Sheikh Susmanatar, but Yigre is not allowed to cheat. The Amar Hevriya, even though the Amar Hevriya is not a bona fide wife, she's only a Pilegesh, still, these dinim are the same. Sheikh Susviyoina, he is Mukhuyiv to this Pilegesh. So maybe that's the teretz to the Kasha on the according to the Taz. How do you have a right to make a Cherem? How do we observe a Cherem to Rabbeinu Gershom? It's a Dov HaMafurish B'Torah L'Hater. So maybe it's not something. Maybe the Chumash only speaks about a wife and a Pilegesh. Maybe two wives doesn't say. Achanim asked the kasha from the other pasuk, but there it doesn't really say that he's married to both at the same time. Maybe he married the first wife and he divorced her, snuah, and then he married the second wife. There's no hechref in the pasuk that he was married to both at the same time. Anyway, that's a famous kasha that the Achreinim pilpul about. How can the Rabbeinu Gershom have instituted a prohibition, a real iser against the Dov HaMafurish B'Torah L'Torah if you follow this task? The question there are Rishonim. Tosfos in different places says say the Feirish like the Taz, and other places say the Feirish not like the Taz. I kind of have a whole collection of all the Tosfos. Some say explicitly like the Taz, and some say explicitly against the Taz. In this pasuk, you only have that if the husband doesn't give his wife oina, he's in violation of a law, lo yigra. Is there a mitzvah sese to give oina, or is it only a mitzvah lo sese? And the sefer derech tikudecho, by the Siddush Rebbe, by the Bnei Yisoscha, Afirish Melech Dinover, he quotes from the smak, who comments that you shouldn't think that it's only a mitzvah lo sese. No, it's a mitzvah sese as well, because the pasuk says that when a man gets married, you're not allowed to draft him into the army. So the question is, how do you read the pasuk? He's free from the army for the first year. During that year, he should cheer up his wife. So the smak says no. Goes that half of the pasuk is the mitzvah sese for oina, that the obligation on the husband to be mesamech his wife is not only for the first year. Even after the first year is up, there's also a chiyuv b'simach hasishta. Dafti kadecha makes a whole nafkamina ladino over this. That esed decha lo yisesi, it's a whole case. A guy's going to fulfill oina at night and he's going to miss the minyan in the morning. That's a whole calculation why it's important to know that the chiyuv oina for married men is not only a lo yisesi, it's an esed as well. But whatever it is, he quotes a smak like that you have a mitzvah sase. Sukkim speak about the person going to Golos. If a person kills the mezid, it says it's chaymis. A person kills the shegiv. Asher loitzada, samtu l'chamakam ashayanus shama. So there's a discussion in Achrenim. Is a person obligated? Let's say a person knows he did an aveira. So is he mechuyif to give himself misa? Let's say I know I murdered somebody. I'm mechuyif to give myself misa? No, not until the gemadin. Misa, malchus, not until the gemadin. Knas. What about Golos? Do you need a Gemadin for Golos? So if the person knows on his own that he's Chai Golos, he should go to the Yori Miklos. And if so, maybe he should even be Noig Bizman Hazeh. So Achrenim have discussions on that. Do the Dinim of Yori Miklos apply? Just because you don't have the signs and people don't think about it. Imagine you killed B'Shegeg, run to Hebron. That's the place to go. Huh? Run to Hebron and you'll be safe. One of the three safest cities in Eretz Yisrael. One of the three Yori Miklos. That they would protect all the Jews who live there to make sure that nothing happens to them. So it's a big discussion in Paschim, whether you have the din of Golos, Bizman is that. Then it says, if a person kills the Mezid, there's no Ari Miklot. Even if he's a Kohen and he's Makar with the Korbanus on the Beis HaMikdash, so the Gemara points out, even if the Gemara understands in Yavamas, even if he's the only Kohen around, and there you were. If by giving him the Yonish Misdezen, he won't be able to bring any Korbanus Tzibur. You'll have to wait a month or a year till you get another kohen who knows how to do it. So the Gemara says, Farfar, that the administering of Misdezen is more important. That's what you see from this pasuk. The administering of Misdezen is more important than Hakrovas Kol HaKorbanus, even Korbanus Tzibur, everything altogether, and therefore it's Doichet. That's why the Gemara had constructed a Kal V'chomer. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, say A is greater than C. That's called a Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara says, if you see that Nisus Bezna is Mohammed and Hakravas Kol HaKorbanus, and Korbanus Tzibur are Deicha Shabbos, because the Korban Shizman HaKavua is Deicha Shabbos. So the Mela, you should say that A is greater than C, that giving, administering Nisus Bezna is more, it should be Deicha Shabbos. You should be allowed to give Nisus Bezna on Shabbos. How come the din is that it's Asa? Akam the din is that it's also. So the Gemara says, no, that's a special Xeris HaKosov, that it says, Lo Sivar Reish B'chom Reish V'Seichem V'Yoyim HaShabbos. So it not only comes to prohibit Havorah, the Malach of Havorah on Shabbos, Havorah is included in all the Lamatas of this Malach. So why does it say over here, Lo Sivar Reish B'chom Reish V'Seichem? What's the connotation of B'chom Reish V'Seichem? So the Gemara says, Moshavis means Moshav Bezen. That Bezen is not allowed to give the Oynash Misa of Sreifa. Sreifa is Bas Koyen, or whoever is Chayv Sreifa. They're now allowed to administer Mises Bezen on Shabbos. And that's the Shiloh. What does that mean? What does that pasuk mean? The pasuk means to say that the Kal V'chomer is wrong for some reason or another, and therefore A is not greater than C. Mises Bezen is not Deicha Shabbos. Or no, the Kal V'chomer is really right, and Mises Bezen Taki is Deicha Shabbos. And if the Bezen will go ahead and they'll give the Mises Bezen on Shabbos, it won't be a violation of Chilul Shabbos. But it's a din that that you're not. It's a din. It's another din in Hilchos Shabbos. You're not allowed to do melachas on Shabbos, and the chreis. You're not allowed to do. You have a din on Shvi'as Be'emtla on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. And one of the many additional dinim on Shabbos. You've got to say kiddush on Shabbos. The other din is that you're not supposed to administer an oinish on Shabbos. But if you give the oinish, it won't be an act of Chilul Shabbos. Kal v'chomer is correct, but it's a separate prohibition. That's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that the Rambam counts that lav, l'sabarash b'chomesh sechli yom Shabbos, as a separate lav in the meaning of mitzvah. That Bezdin is not permitted to give any onshin on Shabbos. And the Mogen Avraham is ma'or de kasha already. And Hilchos Shabbos, the end of Hilchos Shabbos, why does it count as a separate lav? The pasuk is just megala, that the kal v'chomer is wrong. So the Mele, once the kal v'chomer is wrong, and Mrs. Bezdin is not deicha Shabbos, so it'll be a violation of the Ntilus Neshama. It'll be one of the Lamatas Alas Malochas if the Bezdin will give Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos. In the Mele, you don't need a separate lav. This pasuk is Megala, that it falls under the category of Malocha on Shabbos. So the later, that's Mogen Avraham doesn't understand the Rambam. So the later Achrenim all say, the Avinezer has on this, many others. They write that, no, you see, the Rambam's opinion is, based on the Chilta Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that pasuk is a separate lav. L'savarej b'chol mishlech l'yam Shabbos, a separate lav, not to be manish on Shabbos. Not only not to give Mrs. Bezdin, according to the Rambam, the Avinezer writes, it will probably be a Nisa Deraisa to put somebody in Chayram on Shabbos. Even though you're not violating any melacha, shelo lahanish b'shabbos. And then when we were learning Sanhedrin, our Soloveitchik got a topic, according to the Rambam, what if Bezdin would force a person to pay knas on Shabbos? Maybe that will also be a violation of L'savarej b'chol mishlech, shelo lahanish. Who says it has to be only an oinish aguf of Nisa or Malkus or Chayram? It could even possibly be an oinish of Mammon. Knas is also an oinish, so maybe there will be an isa derais of loisavareish b'chol mishasech miyom haShabbos if the Bezdin will force a person to pay the knas on Shabbos. But anyway, this pasuk is a very important pasuk that nisus Bezdin's more chomer than hakrobas kol hakarbanos. Taisus in Yivamis if the kasha and this gemara in the first paragraph in Yivamis beginning Yivamis daf hey daf up. Taisus if the kasha, there is a pasuk in Yishaya. So the Gemara says, the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, Farishchem Kapechem, means when you stretch your hands out to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you stretch your hands out like this. Bizman HaTanach, you used to daven the priest's kapayim like this. We don't do it anymore, Bizman HaZeh, Rabbi Kedega quotes on Hilchos Tefillah. We don't do it Bizman HaZeh because the Goyim have adopted it for their prayer, Avodah Zarah worship, so we don't do it anymore. But that's what Shlomo HaMelech did, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did, all the holy tzaddikim from the Tanakh used to daven like this. So the Pasuk Shat in the Pasuk of Yisrael, Kapechem, when you daven, Alemein Anikem, I won't listen to your prayers, because you dechem Zalman Malein, you're all a bunch of murderers. I'm not going to listen to the prayers. So the Gemara has an additional interpretation on the Pasuk. Yisrael Kapechem means like this, when the Kohanim come to Duchen, a Kohen Shaharagas HaNefesh, Lo Yisa is Kapa. If the Kohen killed someone, we don't allow him to Duchen. The Bir Agro and Yishai points out, the two kinds of priests is Kapayim. If he gives the marshal, if the Ani asks for a handout, he asks for an adavah, so he stretches his hand out like this to get the money, and then the balabais holds his hand like this because he's giving the money. So when you're davening, so you do priest the kapan like we're the young name, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us something, give us everything. And when the Kohanim are duchening, they're giving the bracha, so they're giving like the balabais, so they hold their hands like this. That's how the Bir Agro explains on that in the first parak in the beginning of Yishai. So the Gemara has it in that a crunch argus on that shle he says kapok the place is thought. If Haragat HaNefesh, he says Kapov, isn't it a Kavachayimah that he's not allowed to be Makrif Karbonis? So if he can't be Makrif Karbonis, how do you see from the Pasuk that Misas Bezdin is more common than all the Karbonis, A is greater than B and B is greater than C? Agansa Kavachayimah says, no, maybe the Pasuk just means he's not kosher to be Makrif Karbonis. Akon Haragat HaNefesh, if he's a murderer, he's pasul the hakrif. So that's why you take him away from the mizbeach, because he's pasul the hakrif karbon. He can't bring any karbon. That's Taisus kasha. So Taisus gives one answer: no, that halacha kain shoras hanefesh lo. He says kapov only applies to duchani, doesn't apply to hakrovis hakarbonis. That's one answer. Then they give a whole svara why, because he murdered with his hands and he's on duchan with his hands. What if he murdered with his foot? And how does he makir karbonos also with his hands? Why? So strange, whatever. That's one suggestion that Taisus gives. So the Achrayim point down, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzin points out in the back of the Mishnayis Becheiros, he points, I guess other Rakhmanim also pointed out. That's where I saw it. He points out that there's a Zohar Fakir. The Zohar asked the Kasha. I remember when Rav Soloveitchik was giving his Shiurim, the guys asked him this Kasha, and this Kasha staked in Zohar, so he didn't know exactly how to deal. Rav Soloveitchik held that a Kohen Shehargas HaNefshel, he says Kapov, even applies to the Kohanim in the Israeli army who murdered PLO, who murdered B'Makom Mitzvah. They're also not allowed to do it. He made a big fuss about this. Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva that he heard that there are those who say Kohanim who killed in the army. They killed Arabs, B'Makom Mitzvah, they killed terrorists. They're not allowed to do it. And so he has a whole tshuva, it's not so. So one of the boys asked Rav Soloveitchik Kakasha, if he's right, that a Kohen who killed B'Makom Mitzvah is not allowed to do it, so how could Pinchas become a Kohen and be makariv korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash? He murdered Zimri, and he murdered the woman with whom Zimri was mizana. Aboy al-Aramis, he killed them both. So he was a kahargas ha-nefesh. How could Zimri do? How could Pinchas do aboy in the Mishkan later on? So that kasha is asked by the Zohar. So basically, say, I don't know. So the Zohar asked that kasha. So you see from the Zohar both number one and doesn't answer that there. So the Zohar sees two things. Number one, that a kohen kahargas ha-nefesh not only la'isas kapov, he's not allowed to be makar of korbanos either. And number two, even if he killed the B'Makom Mitzvah, even if he killed a terrorist, even if he killed Boyal Aramis and so on, he's still not permitted to dochen and to bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, at the beginning of Perek Ben Sora, has a drasha on the post of Kiyozid. This is clearly not Pshuta Shom to Moshe Rabbeinu. When children could father babies that they were roi l'hoilet at a younger age, they became bar mitzvah at a younger age. That's a shad of his manas also. You read the newspapers. These people are having babies at a very young age. So we should say, apparently our diet is so good. We're eating such healthy food, so much Coca-Cola and so much ice cream and everything, pretzels, whatever. So we're roi l'hoilet at a younger age. Whatever, we have more vitamins and everything. So if you're roi l'hoilet at a younger age, you should become bar mitzvah younger. This is Torah Mada. This should really be investigated. This is a serious shot. People should become, that's what it says in the Gemara. People become bar mitzvah earlier if they roi l'hoilet earlier. Understands the pasuk Yozidish that the godless is a function of roi l'hoilid, and this stims, this jives with the Gemara in Yevamos in the first parak where it says that banim harem kisimanim. If a woman gives birth to a baby, this is what we mentioned earlier, isha v'yiladeha. If she has a baby already, obviously she's already past bas mitzvah, so she can't be an amah ivriya. It must be a shivcha knainis, a kasa medaber. So the, and the same thing that Gemara Nivamis, the first text says, bonim harein kisimon. If a woman has a baby, she becomes bas mitzvah, even though she doesn't have shtei sairis. It's the equivalent of simon, of shtei sairis. So these two Gemara seem to indicate that gadlus, becoming bar mitzvah, is a function of roi lahoylid. And then there's a Gemara Nida that seems to contradict it. The Gemara Nida says, how come we pass in l'alocha? There are different opinions there. How come we pass in l'alocha that the girl becomes bas mitzvah a year before the boy? So instead of answering that the girl is roi lahoylid at an earlier age, the Gemara says differently. It says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Vayivan Hashem alakim es hatzela, that when Hashem created chavos, or the loshen that's used, the verb that's used is vayivan. So vayivan, pashup shad means miloshen dinyan, to build. And Rashi, the Gemara in Shabbos, learns after that pasuk vayivan that one can understands the pasuk Yozidish that the godless is a function of roi lahoylid, and this stims, this jives with the Gemara in Yevamis in the first paragraph where it says that banim harein kisimanim. If a woman gives birth to a baby, as we mentioned earlier, isha v'yiladeh, if she has a baby already, obviously she's already past bas mitzvah, so she can't be an amo hevriya. It must be a shilcha knainis, a kasa medaber. So the, and the same thing that Gemara in Yevamis, the first text says, bonim harein kisimon. If a woman has a baby, she becomes bas mitzvah, even though she doesn't have shtei sairis. It's the equivalent of simonim, of shtei sairis. So these two Gemara seem to indicate that gadlus, becoming bar mitzvah, is a function of roi lahoylid. And then there's a Gemara in Nida that seems to contradict it. The Gemara in Nida says, how come we pass from l'alocha? There are different opinions there. How come we pass from l'alocha that the girl becomes bas mitzvah a year before the boy? So instead of answering that the girl is roi lahoylid at an earlier age, the Gemara says differently. It says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Vayivan Hashem alakim es hatzela, that when Hashem created chavos, or the loshen that's used, the verb that's used is vayivan. So vayivan, pashup shad means miloshen dinyan, to build. And Rashi, the Gemara in Shabbos, learns after that Pasuk vayivan that one can be in violation of the malechas binyan on a human body. One Tana holds if you braid the hairs, it's a violation of boina. And Rashi in one place says if you oise pesach, if you squeeze out the pus pimple, sometimes it's a malocha bona. It's a pesach on a guf adam. Or let's say a doctor makes an operation on a person, so sometimes there may be a violation of bona there. So that's the pashup shad vayivan meloshen binyan. The Gemara has another interpretation in the verb vayivan meloshen havana. That binis vayivan doesn't mean that Hashem did something. He implanted bini yisera into chava. Bini yisera nasan kodesh baruch leisha yes minish. Vayivan Hashem Elokim es hatzela means that he implanted Bini Yisera into the women, and that's why the girls become bas mitzvah a year earlier, because they have that Bini Yisera, whatever that means. Intuition, seichel, whatever the Gemara is referring to. So the Asanech says he was always bothered by this kasha, which is the determining factor to decide when the child becomes bas mitzvah. Is it maturity in seichel, or is it physical maturity roi lahazria? He gives a complicated answer. I don't know. Why didn't he give a simple answer that you need both? They're both true. You have to have roi lahoylid plus you have to have a certain level of seichel. Not everyone has to be such a genius that he can get 100 on Gemara exam. You have to figure out exactly what level of intellectual attainment is necessary. I don't know. The Asmech does not say like that. The simple answer that you need both. He gives a complicated answer.
We
say no boy becomes bar mitzvah before 13, no girl becomes bar mitzvah before 12, but after 12 then you have to see if they have shtei sairis or not. You know that a child does not have shtei sairis, how can not bar mitzvah?
Well, I say if the question is to determine that minimal age, you just should choose the girls later. Why say you need both?
You should choose whichever is later. Maybe sometimes one will come before the other. Yeah, sometimes children are very bright, but they're physically behind. So children who are physically advanced, and the seichel is behind. So maybe the din is that you need both. Why is it such a kasha? I don't know. Yosamech, in the beginning of Hilchas Lishus, when the Rambam writes all the dinim of Gadlus, when a boy and a girl become bar mitzvah, so Yosamech writes that he was bothered for years with his kasha, and he gives some complicated answer, which I never understood. There are differences between a ganef and a gazlon. The Gemara in Baba Kama has a ganef pays kefil, a gazlon does not pay kefil, a ganef pays dalad zeheh. Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi has an original comment in his Chuvis on the pasuk of Goynav Ish and Mechorev and Imtza B'yoda Mois Yumas, that it only applies, the chiyuv nisa for kidnapping only applies if he's a Goynav Nefesh, not if he's a Goyzel Nefesh. What's the chibbutin a Goynav and a Goyzel? So he says you kidnap a person me'echov from his brother. He takes it literally from the family. So he says, if I come into the apartment and I kidnap the person in broad daylight when everybody's watching, the whole family knows who the kidnapper is, and he's a gazlon, then he won't be chayv nisa. Only if he sneaks in stealthily and he kidnaps the person in a way that the members of the household, the family, don't know who done it. Is that original chiddush? There is no gemara like that. There are no rishonim like that. There should be a chiddush between a ganef and a gazlon. It happens that every time the chumash speaks about kidnapping, it always uses the verb gonev as opposed to the word gozer. So Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi claims that there's something to it. The Torah has the two dinim, a maka of ivim, a mekalal of ivim. Maka of ivim, even if he doesn't die, just an oisa chabura. Rashi quotes in the Mishnah, it's like that in Sanhedrin. Even if it's just oisa chabura, an of ivim, there's a fee of nisa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a discussion whether a doctor is permitted to treat his father or not. A doctor, a dentist, is going to cause bleeding. Chabura means cause either bleeding, mamish, or internal bleeding. Let's say make a black and blue mark. So that blood is dead blood. Is a doctor allowed to treat his doctor or a nurse, whatever, are they allowed to treat a parent in a way that we know that they're going to take out blood? They're doing it l'tayv osam. The parents want them to do it. So is that included in the prohibition, or should you say no? So there's a big problem. What the maskonas ha-gemara is, it's hard to figure out. The Gemara says yes, and then the Gemara says no. So you don't know how to figure it out. So the Rif and the Rambam usually follows the Rif most of the time. The Rif and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, say that min ha-Torah it's muta, but the reason why it's muta because it's lirifua. But sometimes the dentist may cut a little extra, sometimes the doctor or the nurse may take a little extra blood that's not really necessary for the medical treatment. So midirabbanon, the doctor should never, the nurse or the dentist should never treat their own parent, hecha de'efshe b'acher. If you can get another doctor, there's another doctor in town, so let the other doctor do it. Because of the Gzera de Rabbanon, Shema, maybe he'll cut more than is absolutely necessary, and then the child will be in violation of the Sisar of Makkah of Avima. There are other Rishonim who hold not so. There are other Rishonim who hold that it's always awesome. There are others who hold that it's always Mutta. Different opinions. But that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Rambam and the Rif hold, the Hecha de Ika Acher, the child should not do it. Hecha de Leka Acher, then it's muta. Rabbi Pesach Frank has an interesting tshuva halacha l'maisa. Let's say the child is a dentist and the parent needs treatment. And a city full of dentists, New York City, full of dentists. But it costs money. When the child is going to treat his parents, they're going to do for nothing. The father is going to have to go to another dentist. It's going to cost a fortune of money. So does the son have to pay for that, or the father should pay? So there were those who argued the point and said that there's a din of kiburav. The Gemara says in the first parak in Kiddushin, the kiburav is mishalav elo mishal ben. My father's interested in going to Eretz Yisrael. So I said, okay, I'll be happy to call up from your telephone. I'll be happy to make all the reservations, and you'll pay for the bill, you'll pay for the hotel and for the traveling expenses and everything. I'll drive you to the airport, I'll carry the valises, but you're going to pay for everything. My father says, no, I want you to pay for my trip. Why don't you give me a birthday present? Pay for my trip. So the Gemara says the son is not mechuyev. If the father has money on his own, kibbutz mishalav, v'loy mishalben. The son is not obligated to spend money. Kibbutz doesn't mean to spend money. Kibbutz means services. So it doesn't require that he should spend money. So there were those who argued the point and said that the son is a dentist, not mechuyev to spend money for the mother to go to a different dentist. If it's going to cost money, the mother's mechuyev. The mother has it. The mother's mechuyev. The parents are mechuyev to pay. So Tzvi Pesach Frank gives the argument and he says no. He has a tshuva, he says no. So he gives a mashal that Rav Soloveitchik used to tell over this in the name of Rav Chaim, that if Alabas got a telegram, Alabas lived in Brisk and he got a telegram from Warsaw that his father was sick and he was on his deathbed, and the proper thing is that he should come visit his father before he dies. But it costs money. It costs money to take a train. So the son wanted to know, yes, Rav Chaim, whether he's mechuyev to go to Warsaw, because the din is the kibbutz is mishalav, alom shalbein, the son is not mechuyev to spend money. Rav Chaim said, you're right, you don't have to spend money to go by train, you should go by foot. So what does that mean? So Rav Pesach Frank writes this as a mashal. He doesn't quote the psak Rav Chaim, he writes it as a mashal. So he says al pidin, it's not a wise crack, he says it's al pidin. Strictly speaking, the son has the ability to walk to Warsaw. It'll take him a long time. He will be exhausted, but he can walk to Warsaw. So why does anybody in his right mind go by train? That's the reason why he goes by train is not Latovus the father. That's Latovus Atzmai. So the spending of money is Latovus E. So that's not covered with the din of Kibra Mishalav, Alo Mishalbein. Kibra Mishalav, Alo Mishalbein means my father wants to go a trip to Eretz Yisrael. If my father wants to go to New Jersey and I can drive him, and I don't want to drive him, so I say, well, we'll get you a car service and you'll pay for it. So no, that's a din of kibbutz mishal, that's not mishalav alo mishal. I have a car, I can drive the car. So that's my chiyuv. So if I'm lazy, I don't want to spend time. I don't want to waste 5 hours to go to New Jersey. So I say, I'll get you a car service and you'll pay for the car service. No, so that's kibbutz. The son is mechuyev to pay for that. So that's what Tzvi Pesach Frank says. Theoretically, the son can walk to Warsaw. It'll take him a few days. Father's not going to die yet within a few days. It'll take him a few days. He'll walk long. He'll be exhausted and his feet will hurt. The reason why he wants to buy a train ticket is to save on his own feet. He doesn't want to get it. So that's for his own favor. So he says the same over here by the son who's a dentist. If the child is not a dentist and he doesn't know how to treat the father, he's not qualified, and the father has to go to a dentist, so then that's kibbutz mishalav, or lo mishalbein. The son doesn't have to pay for the doctor bills. But if the son is a dentist, and in Atara the son is permitted and obligated to service the father. But with the Rabbanim, we recommend to the son, you better not do that, because he may cut a little extra and cause a little extra bleeding, but there won't be a heter. He won't have any heter to treat the father. So the son is sending the father to a different dentist, l'tovus atzmai, not l'tovus the father. L'tovus the father, I could have treated my own father, because I know how. Is L'teva see that I shouldn't be in violation of this Isa de Rabban and Shem Yavale de Chabura? So he says, then the son has to pay. Interesting analysis.
Do we pass in the Darshan
and Kavan as Mutter or Kavan? Darshan and Kavan is Mutter and
Kavan,
yeah. So the Gemara asked that Kasha. That's a very good Kasha. Some Kashas are so good, the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara Sanhedrin asked that Kasha. Darshan and Kavan is Mutter, what's the problem? So the Gemara sounds like it answers. The Gemara sounds like it answers that when does Reb Shimon hold Dov Shem Iskaven Mutter? Only in Isurim Kalim, not in Isurim Chamurim. You distinguish between Chavi Lavin and Chavi Nisus. Maki Ovi Imo is Chav Nisus. So that's a Nisa Chomer. So in Isurim Chamurim, the din is that even Reb Shimon agrees that Dov Shem Iskaven is awesome. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? But the famous machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yudah is by Hilcha Shabbos. So Shabbos is Misa. The Gemara says, no, Malechas Machshavos Asatar. Shabbos is an exception to the rule. Shabbos, even according to Reb Shimon, is an exception to the rule, because Shabbos should really have been considered Chamurah. So it should really be Asar. Davar Shem Iskaven, he really should have Asar, because it's Chamurah. Davar Shem Iskaven is Asar. The reason why Shabbos is Mutar, because Malechas Machshavos Asatar. And that's why Tyson says that even Rabbi Yudah, who holds that Dov Shem Iskaven is awesome on Kol HaTorah Kula Min HaTorah, but by Shabbos Rabbi Yudah also agrees that it's only awesome at the Rabban because of the Pasuk Melech Mashem. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Shimon, Shabbos is an exception to the rule that it can't be an Iser, that it's Mutter because of Melech Mashem. So according to Rabbi Yudah, it's also an exception to the rule.
I'm assuming that the Rabban is
Right. The Pashtus is, even though the father is Merchel, it sounds from the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that it's still us, right? That it doesn't. Could be, okay. could be that also. Mm-hmm. But the question on the question, I said it's a very good question, the Gemara asked the question. Is it really a good question? What's the hashad? When a dentist scrapes, so there's a 23 scrapings are necessary, but then the 24th one, if there had been other dentists, they would have said, no, no, you don't have to do that one. So that's not Dovashen Miskam. Dovashen Miskam means I do one pa'ula, which may or may not result in another pa'ula. But here, the guy does 24 actions. The first 23 were het gomer, because the dentist has to bleed over here and bleed over there. The doctor has to cut here. But then once in a while, the doctor will do another step, another scraping. It's absolutely irrelevant. It's absolutely unnecessary. So that's a question on the Gemara's question. Why did the Gemara consider this an issue of Dov Hashem Miskavim? It's a separate Maisa Yisim. Okay, but that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara asked your question, Gemara gives that answer. When does Rav Shimon hold Dov Hashem Miskavim Mutter? Only by Chai V'Lavim. But by Yisurim Chamur and by Nisa, then Rav Shimon is Moida that it's on. And the Torah has the din of the Megalados. That if people are fighting with each other and accidentally they injured a pregnant woman and she lost the baby, then they have to pay the Megalados. This is only provided in Lo Yiyasan, if the woman is not killed. Only the Uber was killed. Masan Yi, if the woman is killed, then there's come like the Rabbinate and you don't pay the Megalados. If the woman is killed, then he's a Retzeach. So a Retzeach is Chayv Misa. And even though there were no Edim and there was no Hasruah, that's called Tana de Bechizkiah, that you say, Kam Levi de Rab Minei, even if the person violated the Avera, B'Shoigeg, or B'Zman Hazeh, that there is no Din in the Fashis Bechlal, still you say, Kam Levi de Rab Minei. So that's the question, if there is such an institution of Tana de Bechizkiah, that you say, Kam Levi de Rab Minei, even if L'maisa, the Poel Mamish, the person is not going to get the Einish Misa, because he was in violation of L'Asir Tzach. So why shouldn't every Dnei Velados be covered with the Ptur of Kam Levi Deramine? He killed the Uber. So killing the Uber is a violation or is not a violation of murder. This pasuk is the pasuk that Lachar that indicates the Rishonim asked the question, the Meiri and Shabbos asks, and Achronim asked the question, how did the Mishnah need to know that if you kill an Uber, you're not Chayv Nisim? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if a Benoyach kills an Uber, if a Benoyach performs an abortion, that is Chayv Misa. Benoach Nera Gal Ubrin. It's Chayv Misa if you're killing an Uber, because the Pasuk says in Pashas Noach, Shafech Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam, Dam Yishav. The Gemara says Ha'odam Ba'odam refers to an Uber. So the Rishonim and Achrenim ask, how do you know that only applies to Bnei Noach? Maybe by Yisrael also, maybe if Yisrael kills an Uber, it's also Chayv Misa. The Mishnah says not. How do the Tanoim know that? So the Miri and Shabbos and the Achrenim say that it's based on this pasuk. You see that there's only Kam Levi Derabbanei if the mother is killed. But if only the Uber is killed, there's no Kam Levi Derabbanei. So you see that killing an Uber doesn't have with it an Einish Misa. But the Kasha is still Shver. All right, it doesn't have an Einish Misa, but you should still say Kam Levi Derabbanei based on Tana de Bechizkiah. Tana de Bechizkiah says whenever you're in violation of this Avera, which normally gives an Einish Misa, even if in your case it doesn't give an Einish Misa because of lack of Hasra, or because of lack of Edim, or Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, and Doin Din Nefashim, you still say Kam Levi Derabbanei. So why not say Kam Levi Derabbanei here? Unless you say no, but killing an Uber is not the same out there. There's never an Einish Misa. You never have an Einish Misa if you're killing an Uber. Even if you should say that it's a violation of Lois Yitzchak. If I kill a person, and I would have killed the Bizman Hamikdash with Edim Bahasrod, and I would have gotten an Einish Misa. So even if you're missing some of the conditions, and the Maisa, they're not going to give me the Einish Misa, but still, that's Kam Levi Derabbanei through Tam Levichis. But killing an Uber never has an Einish Misa. So maybe that's the reason why, despite the fact that there is a violation of Lois Yitzchak, there still won't be a Ptur of Kam Levi Derabbanei. Or, maybe this should lead one to believe that killing an Uber is not a violation of Lois Yitzchak. Maybe it's a different violation. There clearly is some Misa deraisa or another. But many poskim hold that it's only a violation of chovel b'haver, of chavola, like a person cuts off a finger. See, if the person has six fingers and wants to cut off the six fingers to look normal, that's mutter. The person has a third ear and he wants to cut off the extra ear, he wants to look like everybody else, so that's mutter. To do a surgery to make the person healthier, or to make the person look normal, cosmetic surgery, he has 3 years, he only wants to have two, he wants to look normal, so that's mutter. But the kshayla is if a person has five fingers and he cuts off one finger to donate it to science or something. So that's an issa. That he's not allowed to do. That's chavola. So to cut out an uber is also an issa. To perform an abortion is it's at least an issa of chavola. That's the bit machlokes. What is the nature of the prohibition of abortion? Is it an issa chavola only? Or is it more than that? Is it an issa ritzicha, but which never gets an oinish misa? Why does the pasuk say that there's never come levi d'rabbanan? Maybe it's bechlam not lo sirtzach. Maybe it is lo sirtzach, but it's less of a form of lo sirtzach that never gets misa, and that's why it'll never be never cancel a chiyuv mo'on. Torah has a din of shorah niskal. It says in the Chumash that a shor shaharges adam, you have to have a bezna of 23, nisa balakach nisa shor, bezna of 23 to kill a shor. And then when the bezna makes the gemar din lemisa on the shor, it becomes also b'achila. V'lo yochel as b'soroi. So the gemara asks, le'achas shenem asaki v'sakol ashor. If you give the shor skilos, so obviously you never shechted it properly. You have to have a shechita kiroi to be muta b'achila. So what does it have to write? V'lo yochel as besara if it had skila. So it's a nevela. Any deshi nevela. Nevela asura b'achila. Ma tamalam lo yochel as besara. The Gemara says no. Lo yochel as besara means that even if you'll shecht it after nigmadino, it'll be asabano. If he shecht it before nigmadino, it'll be mutabano. Shecht it after nigmadino, it's asabano. Nigmadin creates the isarano. Tosis in Zvachim at the beginning of Perek HaTaruvis quotes a machlokes, a very strange machlokes of Rishonim. What about by Raveh v'Nirva? Rav Ben Nirva also need a bezna of 23 and make a gemar din on the behema lemisa. You give an einish misa to the behema after the gemar din. Does it also have with it an isa hanot? Let's say you shecht it after nigmar din. Is it also banot? So Tosis quotes two opinions. Then they say, how can it be two opinions? It's beferish gemara. So it is also banot. It's beferish that sure Rav Ben Nirva is also banot. So this pasuk. V'lo yochel as besorai doesn't only apply over here. The pasuk tells you whenever the shor, there aren't so many additional cases, just in addition to shor shahar v'sa'otam, you have also raveh v'nirva. Whenever Bezin makes a gemardin on a shor, the gemardin creates an isa rachila. The Gemara says it even has with it an isa hanoa, not just an isa rachila, an isa hanoa, lo ye yochel. It doesn't say lo yisoichlu. Lo ye yochel even implies an isa hanoa. There is even a svara to say that a gemardin on a human being creates an iser hanor. Let's say a person gets mises bezin. They kill him. So a mace is also banor. So every mace is also banor. Even a person dies a natural death. But it could be that if the bezin made a gemardin the misa and then they killed him, could be then there's an additional iser hanor because of the fact that the gemardin was made. Mainaf kemina, he's also banor. Anyway, mace is also banor. So you look in the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Erechin, there's a Chuvas HaRashbo where he presents two different girsas, how to read the Gemara there. Shlomo LeVilna, the Heoris, in the back of the Vilna Shas, has a piece over there, in Erech and Dav Zayin, where he quotes this important Chuvas HaRashbo, but it's quoted the other day, with the two girsas, how to read the Gemara, where the Seir HaMeis is also banu. Allah HaMeis, a person dies, are you allowed to cut off the hair and use it? This was a real Shaila, years ago, so now it's out of style. Years ago when they first made shetlin for women, so they used to cut off the hair from Goyisha dead bodies if the people had died. Now they have women to cut off the hair while they're alive. Now they have synthetic shetlin. Everything is different today. We live in a different world. But originally, the original shetlin when they first came out in the 1500s, I think, were shaven off from Goyisha dead bodies. So the Pasuk discussed the two issues, whether Mesa Yakum or Asabano, whether the din that a Mesa Asabano only applies to Mesa, so even to Mesa Yakum. The Shulchan Aruch and Machmar on that Mesa Yakum or Asabano, but Mikra Adin, it should really be Mutta. That's how the Pasuk says. Mikra Adin is only Mesa Yisrael. And the other issue is whether Mesa Asabano applies to the Seir or not. Maybe the Seir is not really part of the Pasuk. So that second issue, whether Seir Mesa Asamano, that's Mefurish in the Gemara, either one way or the other, those are the two girsas at the end of the first parak in Erechin, on Dav Zayin. So some have the girsas in the Gemara that even if a normal mace, which is Asabano, the Seir mace is Mutabano, but if it's Misha Nigmadina Lemisa, and Bezin gave him a Misa's Bezin, then his hair is going to be Asabano. Then the Seir mace will be Asamano, like the Shara Niskal. The rabbi says haseir, the hair of the shanisfo is also asabanot. One learns that from the word es. And the word es, whatever is attached is also included. Even the or, the skin, says loyachal es bisar, the basa. What about the or? What about the seir? So that's all nidrash, that's all included in the word es. So some rishonim had the girsa in the Gemara that seems to understand that this pasuk loyachal es bisar teaches you not only that ashar aniskal, shor shahargas adam, the Gemara din creates an isa hanoa, it applies to raveh v'nirva, and it even applies to human beings. Whenever Bez makes a Gemara din l'misa, the Gemara din creates an isa hanoa. Rabbi Natan has a famous opinion that Tosfos quotes in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei and in other places. And Zvochim made pilpul about the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan has a shtikol teira that Shara Niskal is mutaba hanoa mechaim. It doesn't become asam hanoa until after it's dead. Kolzman, it's still alive, it's mutaba hanoa. Let's say the Shara Niskal is nigma din ala misa, and I want to ride on the Shara Niskal to the base of Skila in order to give the Shara the Skila. I want to ride. I'm not going to give it to Skila in the middle of the city, a dead carcass in the middle of the city. I'm going to take it out to New Jersey somewhere. So am I allowed to ride over the bridge on my horse or not? So Rabbi Natan says mut, and all the Balei HaTosis disagree. They hold that it's us. So the Dvar Avraham in the third chelik has a pilpul on the Rabbi Natan. What did Rabbi Natan mean to say that it's Shara Niskal is mutaba hanoa mechaim? Does he mean to say that the oyser is not really the Gemar Din, the oyser is really the Kiyum Oynesh Mises Bezen, and you do the Skila? Or if the Gemara says, you have the Gemar Din, even Shachtoi, Lachash Nigmar Din is also Ba'achima, also Ba'anos. You can say the Shechita is also the Kiyum Oynesh Mises Bezen. Let's say a person is Chayv Skila, and Bezen is Iyat Yochel HaMisim HaMisa HaKsuvaboy. Bezen is unable to administer the Skila to him for some reason or another. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. If Iyat Yochel Amisa the Misa Ksuvabai, if you can't give him Skila Srefa Herakhtanik, so you can give him Bechol Misa Shat Yochel Amisa. You give him any other form of Misa. So here also, the Shor Haniskal should really get Skila. If someone goes and Shechts the Shor after the Gemara Din, so the Shechita is considered Bidiyevit. The Shechita is considered the Einonish Misa's business. So is that what the Rabbi Natan meant to say? The Shor Haniskal is Mutta Bahanom Echayim, because the Oyser is not so much the Gemara Din, but rather the Oyser is the Kiyam Einonish Misa's business. Well, no, the Rabbi Natan is masking to the way everybody else holds. The Gemar Din is what creates the Issa Hanoh, but the Chumash says, Le'yachal es Bisara. It's only Asar if it's called Basar. Because man is alive, you can't call it Basar. It has to fall under the category Macholos Asur. So because man is alive, we don't call it Basar. It's a live animal. So the Nafkamina, they point out, the Nafkamina would be, what if Bez made a Gemar Din Lemisa on the shore? And the shore hears and he gets a heart attack and it dies. Me? I mean, it's a heart attack and it dies. So that no one ever gave it an Einish Mises Bezen. No one ever did the Kiyam Einish Mises Bezen. So if the Rabbi Natan meant to say that the Kiyam Einish Mises Bezen, the killing of the shore is what asses it, so if it dies on its own a natural death, even after Gemar Din, it'll be Mutabano. But if the Rabbi Natan also is masking that the Gemar Din creates the Yisano, the only thing is that it's not yet Basar, he meant to say it's only Asar, the Gemar Din only asses like Yishayi Basar. Because man is alive, you can't call it Basar. So then if it dies a natural death, it should also be us. So he quotes again, a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara is the Feirish, that the Shor HaNiskal after the Gemara Din is already called Issa. It's impossible to say that Rabbi Natan holds the other way. That would be against the Gemara. That's the Feirish in the Gemara, that the Gemara Din is the Issa. Because the Gemara talks about, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has a humorous shaila. You have a Shor HaNiskal after Gemara Din, mates up with a normal cow, and they have a vlad. And then they take the father to the base of Skila and they kill him. What's the status of the vlad? Is the vlad also banoa, muta banoa? So the Gemara says it's zev zegoyri. It depends on the machlek is zev zegoyri. But it says that we pass from zev zegoyri is muta, so it'll be muta. So the shah is a conqueror of Ben Tam, Shah Niskal Mechaim is muta. There's nothing to discuss. So the Isra Hamno of the Shah Niskal only sets in after it's dead. So you see, even the Rabbi Natan agreed, what the shore was boiled of him after it's dead. Stomach, that's a little too much to believe. The stomach of the shor was alive when it was boiled, behem and ma'isa. You see from the Gemara that even the Rabbi Natan agrees that the Isar Hanor really sets in with the Gemara Din. The only thing is that he can't call it. It's an Isar that's going to be relevant. It's not yet relevant. But the Isar is latent. There is a latent Isar. So it's going to become relevant. Likish Yomus or Likish Yishchatuos. There's a famous Shittim Mukubetzes that in Baba Kama that has a comment on this Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asks, It says Sokol Yisokol Ashor, then it says Velo Yochol Es Visoroi. So the Gemara in Bava Kama asks, Miachar, if you give the Shor Skilo any Yadesh in a Velo, don't I know that the animal is in a Velo and Velo Asil Bachilo? Why does it say Matam Alam Lo Yochol Es Visoroi? So it must be Lo Yochol Es Visoroi means that it's even Asa Bahano, not just Asa Bachilo, that's elementary, it's in a Velo. It means that it's even Asa Bahano. So the Shittim Kubetz Aspect Akasha, how do you know? Maybe the pasuk is needed for a situation of a ben pekua. Maybe the shor shahar, because the adam was a ben pekua. It means, I shechted the mother, I shechted its mother. When the mother was pregnant, I shechted the mother. And then this vlad was born after the mother was already dead. So the halach is that a ben pekua is nita b'shchita sima, doesn't need its own shchita. So even if I'll do skila to the vlad, it'll still be muta b'achila. So maybe that's why. So you can't say miachash if you already gave the shor skila ene deyash ene veila and veila aser b'achila ma tal malama. Why do I need a pasuk lo yochol es besar? Maybe this additional phrase lo yochol es besar is needed to cover even the case of a shor shaharag, which was a ben pekua, where there's no problem of neveila. There's no isin neveila. So Tosis asked that kasha, and Tosis said, "Then Achanami, the Gemara could have answered that, but the Gemara it works out well in the end anyway. The Gemara works it out. Everything is covered." And the Shittim Kubetzes quotes at this one of the exotic Bali Ataisis, who says, no, that the Kasha is not shver at all, that the Alocha that says the Shor HaNiskal does that a Ben Pekua, if Nita B'Shchita Sima does need Shchita, it does need Shchita, but still if you're going to kill it by doing Skila, by performing Skila on it, it'll be also B'Achila Menatav. Ben Pekua does need a Shchita with all the Chomish Hilcha Shchita, with the fancy Hilcha Shchita, but you still need Nechira Simanim Menatav. You have to kill the animal somehow by cutting the neck. And if you shoot it and it bleeds to death or it dies a natural death, it'll be also b'achila menatzer. So when you learn Yeridei Hilcha Shchita, that siman, that ben pekua, the Tizchei Tshuva quotes this as a collector's item. It's a believe it or not. No, nobody holds like that l'alocha. But he just says, you should know that there's one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. One of the Rishonim has such an opinion. That even though Ben Pekua doesn't need Shchita, but it still needs Nechira Simonim. And the Raya is from this Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asks, why do you need the phrase Layachal as Besara? Once you know that the Shor gets Skila, so obviously it's going to be an Isa Nevela. Nevela is also Bachila. So you see that even if the Shor is a Ben Pekua, it'll also have an Isa Nevela, because it didn't have Nechira Simonim in Atzav. Mm-hmm. We don't hold like that.
Wouldn't
it
be a
Yotzer
in Asher?
The Ben Pekua should be Yotze Min Ha'asa. Which is the Yotze Min Ha'asa?
The Vlad. So once the Shor is also Ben Ha'asa, the Vlad should be also anyway. I mean,
right? When do you have a Yotze Min Ha'asa?
By the Ben Pekua. Maybe it comes out after. The Vlad comes out after. Not Yotze Min Ha'asa?
No, let's say, I have a normal animal. No Shor Shor Agus, I have a normal animal. A cow is pregnant. A shech the mother. Here, the sheet goes, let me just review the case. He goes like this. There was a cow in the slaughterhouse. It happens every so often. Cow in the slaughterhouse, and they shech the cow, and after they shech the mother, then the vlad is born. So the din menatar is that vlad does need shechitim. And the rabbonim, you need shechitim, shum arsam. Menatar, the vlad does need any shechitim. Now, 2 years later, this vlad goes and it kills a human being. So when you'll give the vlad skilo, you should say that it's muta b'achila, because it doesn't need any shechita. So maybe that's why the pasuk says, "Well, yochol es besar." Even in such a case that there's no isa nevela, it should still be also b'achila. So Tosfos says, "Anachenami." The Gemara could have said that that's what you need it for, but the Gemara is going to work. The dinim are going to work out to be correct anyway. That it's also b'ano. And the Shittim Kubetzes says, "No." He says that it's not correct. That a ben pekua would not be muta b'achila in such a case. You need al kol panim nechira simanim and atzava. You have other cases like that. Let's say in the Midbar, before they came to Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara in Chulin, and the first Perek says, on Daf Yud Zayin, that some Tanaim are of the opinion that Hilcha Shechita were not needed. In order to eat meat, it wasn't necessary to do Shechita, but Nechira Simanim was necessary. The Torah was already given that the Vela is also Bachila. But you didn't need all that fancy Hilcha Shechita. Nechiras is Zui Shechitas, and Nechira was the Shechita. You have a few cases like that. And the Chira is considered, if you hold then Shechita loif men HaTorah. If you hold there's no din of Hilcha Shechita and an off, so how do you ever have a Nivlo Soif Toha Mitamiya Beis Avliya? You never have a Nivlo Soif Toha. So Tosfos says in Chula, no. Even if you hold that there's no din of Shechita, you don't need all Hilcha Shechita for Oifis, only for Behemoth and Shechita Seifus is only with the Rabbanah, but you still need Nechira Simonim and Atzavah. That everybody agrees, otherwise it'll talk to be an avail. So here also the Shittim Kubetz didn't invent it from thin air. We have such a concept in the Gemara in different places, that Nechiras is Zoi Shechitas. His Chiddush is that he applies it over here to Ben Pekua. He says that Ben Pekua is Nita B'Shechita Simonim, means that it doesn't need its own Shechita, but it still needs its own Nechira Simonim and Atzavah. The Chumash has a din of Bor, Oli Abba Avis Nazik, and Shor Bor Mava Hever. So Bor is written in Chumash, two forms above, Chiyiftach Yish Bor, or Chiyichar Yish Bor. If there already is a ditch, let's say the New York City, they have manholes all over the place. So let's say somebody takes up the lid from one of these holes that's there already, and he puts the lid away. And then someone else is walking in the street, and they fall in. There's one din, Chiyiftach Yish Bor. He opens up a bor that already was in existence before. Oh, Chiyichar Yish Bor. He digs a new bor. So the Gemara in the Mechilta asks Kakashe, isn't it a kavachem? Im ala psicha hu chai, ala kriya la kol shekein. If opening up a bor that someone else dug and covered, I'm held responsible because of Siva Kashmir, because I took off the lid. So ala kriya ala chaskama v'kama, for digging a bor. Asiyas ha-mazik manish, so for sure I should be chav. So why does the Torah have to write the second phrase? O ki yichri yishbor, should just say, v'chiyiftach yishbor, so it'll be a kavachaymer ala kriya. So the Bavli gives the answers on this kasha, and the Mechilta on this pasuk, the Medrash HaTanaim on this pasuk, and the Mechilta says mikan she'einon shemin adin. That einon shemin adin applies even to paying money. So Tosis says on the first daf in Bava Kama, on the first Mishnah, that the Mishnah doesn't hold like that. The Mishnah beferish doesn't know. The Mishnah says, why do you need all Abba, Abbas, and Zikin spelled out in the Mishnah? Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever. Let it write one, and I'll know the other one with the Kavachaymer. So the Mishnah gives you an explanation why. The Mishnah, the Gemara, explains why you need everything spelled out. So Tosis asks, but according to the Mechilta, if you'll just derive one from the other through a Kavachaymer, that won't be Chayiv. Ein Anshimen Adin B'Mamen. So they say, you see from the Mishnah, totally in contradiction to this Mechilta. The Mechilta is not accepted, Lala. Mechilta is not accepted. Tosis on the first daf in Bava Kama, Beis Amar Aleph, and the first Mishnah quotes that Mechilta. The Rashba there in Bava Kama tries to soften it a little bit. Have a machlekes ha-tanayim, the Mishnah against the Mechilta says. And the Mechilta doesn't quote that there are Tanayim who disagree. And the Talmud Bavli, nobody holds like that. That ain't Oichman Adin applies to Mammon. Whenever there's a Kavachim, how do you make him pay? The Mishnah talks about Karen Bishus Anizik should pay Nezik Shalom, Raptar and Abadah, nobody comes up with this answer. That ain't on Shemin Adin. Nobody says that. It's against all the Mishnayos. So the Rashba suggests maybe what the Mechilta meant to say was that Bor is different. Now maybe Karen Shemveregel, Eish, Odom. Maybe there you do make a kavachaim. You make a kavachaim. You make him pay. Maybe it's only by Bor because the whole thing is called a chiddush. I make a takol and the guy walks into the Bor. Who talk? Open up your eyes and don't walk in and. He won't get hurt and I won't have to pay. So I'm not fully responsible for your injuries. You're also responsible for your own. So why should I have to pay? There was Pshias Anizik over here. It's your own darn fault that you fell into the bar. So why should I be held responsible? So that's a Psagres Echidish. And maybe because it's a Echidish, the Rashba says, maybe that's why the Mechilta held an Ein Shemin Adin. But by all the other Tashlumans, he doesn't believe that the Mechilta is going to disagree with the Mishnayis. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, the famous Shver Mechilta. Our practice today is that when we get married, we choose to be Mekadosh B'Shavikas. We give a ring. So Tosfos says that's based on this pasuk by Bor. It says, Bala Bor Yishalem, if somebody gets injured, Nafal Shama Shoah Hamor, an animal gets injured, it says, Bala Bor Yishalem, he should pay, Kesef Yoshiv Liva Olam. Why do you need two verbs, Bala Bor Yishalem, Kesef libolov? What do you need? Balabai shalem, kesef yoshiv libolov. What do you need? This whole yoshiv. Balabai shalem kesef libolov. So the Gemara says yoshiv le rabbi shove kesef ki kesef. But shove kesef is dina ki kesef is learned after this pasuk. The kolat harukula by pidyon aben also. You don't have to give pidyon aben dach ki kesh. you can give Shavu Kesef also. By Kiddush Isha, Isha is Miskadesh, is the Kesef, it's either Bepruta or Beshavu Pruta. So the Tosfos on the first daf in Kiddush says that the Shavu Pruta, the fact that we give a ring, is based on this pasuk, Yashiv, you learn it off in this pasuk. Soloveitchik was fond of always referring to the Ibn Ezra on the next pasuk, Ki Yigov Shav Isha Sharei Yehu. That the Ibn Ezra quotes one of the Karoim. He often quotes from Karoim, different things. So he quotes from somebody by the name of Ben Zuta, that Sharei Yehu means the other Shor is a friend of the first Shor. With the Chachamim understand the Mishnayos and Baba Kama say, Ki Yigov Shav Isha, Reuven Shor killed Shimon Shor, Shor Reyehu, the Shor that belongs to another Jew. Perhaps the Shor Shalakum, if the Shor belongs to a Goy, Shor belongs to Hegdish, so you don't have to pay. So this Ben Zuta, this Karoi, interpreted, Ki Yigov Shor Ish, if my Shor is Nogeach, Shor Reyehu, its friend. Shor Reyehu, its friend. So he has a crack, he says, Dein the Shor Reya, Rak Ben Zuta Levan. He says that the term Reya only applies to human beings. He says, a Shor can only have a Reya if it's Ben Zuta. He's a good friend of the Shor. He has a, and this he said also, he quotes another a comment from the Karoim, and he says that it's ridiculous. There's a Shvera Pasuk later. Shvera Pasuk that we're not too sure how to translate the words. Melayoscha v'demacha loisa acher. Derek Chabez Pasuk Chokas. Melayoscha v'demacha loisa acher. What does it mean? So the Gemara says that what it means, the Gemara in the beginning of Tamura says that this is a separate law counted in minyan mitzvahs. You have to be mafrish the matanis in order. The farmer should first be mafrish bikurim, and then shuma gedola, and then ma'aser rishon, and then ma'aser sheni. And if he's mafrish out of order, he's in violation of this din. How do you translate the words? Lo siyacher, we got it. Lo siyacher means don't postpone what's supposed to be earlier. What do the first two words mean? Melayoscha v'demacha. So Rashi says, Melayoscha refers to Bikurim when the Peiris are Mismalim. Gishet Mismalim to Huascha Lehizbasho. Melayoscha means when the Peiris are fully ripened, he's supposed to be Mafrish Bikurim. Dimacha means Truma. How does the word Dimacha come to mean Truma? So Rashi says, Eni Yadea Mahu Loshem Dema. He doesn't know how it comes to mean Truma. But that's what it means. Dimacha means Truma. That's what Rashi writes on Chumash. So the Gemara Rashi writes something, Dimua. So what does Dimua have to do with it? We don't know what that means either. Why is Meduma? Meduma means if you have Truma mixed into something. The Dameh means to mix in. To mix Truma into something, the word Ledameh means to blend in, to mix in. So what has it got to do over here? Let's just say Truma is always mixed into the Tevel. Anyway, that's what it means. Malayaswa the Machalosach, you're not allowed to be Mishan and the Seder HaHafroshes. But it is a shvera pasuk. So the Ibn Ezra quotes from one of the Karaim, it means that you shouldn't postpone getting married and having children. Melayoscha means that your wife is pregnant, and demacha means the tipa shichvazera, that the husband impregnates into his wife. So he says that that's ridiculous. He says that that's a nice idea, not to postpone getting married and have children, it's different. But he said that's not what the pasuk means. Because the woman doesn't become pregnant before the husband impregnates her. So if that would have shot, she'd say the reverse. She'd say, Demacha Melayoscha Lo Seacha. So he says, these guys are off the wall. There she going, he writes. Zulfa Ben Zuta, same character. Ben Zuta Omar. Ki Melayoscha Al HaHeroin, Demacha Kimel Shech Vazera. So he says, there she going. So why is it out of order? So he says, obviously that's not the pshat, and we have a tradition where it goes on. It goes on the bikurim, it's hashverah pasuk, it goes on the bikurim and on the truma.
I'm quite
pensive to what Shoreya complained about. No, just parshanas hanikra, he says. This Ben Zuta was a karoi, he doesn't believe in any drasha. He's just giving parshanas hanikra. The Ibn Ezra later on also rips apart another pshat, but that's from the goyim, that's not from the karoim. That's rather not such a bad shot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells um, by Shishi in Parshas Mishpat, Hina Necha Shaleach Malach Lefanach L'Shmorcha Baderach V'Lahaviyach El HaMokom Shachinoisi. Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to send an angel to protect the Jewish people and to bring them into Eretz Yisrael to fight all the wars. Don't violate what the Malach tells you, because he can't forgive you. Ki Shmi Bikirbo, because my name is in him. Very shvera pasuk. Ki Mishmar Tishma Bekoldov, Yasisu Kol Asher Adaber. You have to listen to what the Malach says. Ki Elach Malachi Lefanecha. The Malach is going to come and lead you into Eretz Yisrael. Don't worship Baba Yisrael. Who is this Malach? Who is it? Rashi and the Ramban have a long arichas who the Malach is. I'm not sure. Is it Matatron? Is it Matatron? The Ramban has a whole discussion. Who is this Matatron? Who is it? So the Ibn Ezra quotes a pshat, which he doesn't. He makes fun of. He doesn't like it. Kishmei Bikir, but the Malach is the Sefer Torah. That's from the Gaonim. That's not from the Karaim. From the Tshuvas Gaonim, you have that pshat. It's a Malitza. The Malach is referring to the Oren Kodesh with the Lukas, with the Sefer Torah. And Shmei Bikir means that it has Shemus Hashem written in the Sefer Torah. If you listen, if the government and Eretz Yisrael will listen to the Dinim and the Torah, then they will succeed in all of their fights against the enemies. And if they won't listen to what the Torah tells them, if they won't listen, then it says, Inam lara bikaris bris, it says, Lasichas lam velelohem bris, you're not allowed to make any peace treaties with the enemy who lives in Eretz Yisrael. You can make peace treaties maybe with other people. Don't allow the PLO to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly what the Torah says. You listen to what I tell you, and don't let the enemy live there. If you start off by not listening to the Torah, then everything is a pikach nefesh, and you have to tzedrei everything, and you have no bearing. This is pikach nefesh. That's pikach nefesh. You violate everything. And if they would have listened to what the Torah said, they wouldn't have had all the trouble that they had. Yeah, but that pshat is from the Goyim. If he died. So the Bechor is not entitled to Pishnayim. The Bechor only gets Pishnayim, Bechol Asher Yimatzi Lo, whatever was Muchzak, whatever was